was down in New York City. I was trying to get back on my feet. I was looking out for someone else to think about. And there's no harm in that. You knocked me out on these streets with your beauty. There's only so much I want us to say. There'd be no holding back. There'd be no going back. In New York, New York, we're out in the morning. We'll see now the night. We'll walk in the dawn. In New York, New York, the light hits the buildings. We're out on.
Is New York City, which, as anybody knows around these parts, if you've been here a while, when I drag out my Eddie Reader CDs, that's I don't know what it is about that song, but every time I love it to bits. I think it's poignant. I think it's a lovely tune. It's sung awfully well by Eddie Reader. It's a good job I said that because she's here. Eddie, good morning.
Hello. And it's the fella that wrote that song is sitting out there, and he wrote it for another woman, but I sing it from my point of view, and I remember.
But the point is,
old boyfriend.
Yeah, the point is. Give him a name check.
There's John Douglas out there waving at me.
But the point is, you got John Douglas. She didn't.
I did. She did not. I think her name began with B and ended in... was Gary.
Oh, but at least you're not bitter. That's the
I'm not bitter.
No.
I got a song out of it.
You did. You got more than a song out of it, friend.
And it was like years before me. You know how we keep holding on to these grudges as nearly Irish women.
Stuff. But I love the song. I love the sentiment of it. I think it's a beauty.
Beautiful.
I'm so glad to see you. It's been years. Well, it has, literally.
It has been years. We've been locked up.
Yeah, I've been locked up. And you in Scotland still have a kind of a locked up thing going on.
We've
moved somewhat out of, but you still have it.
We still have it, and that's all right. I'm okay. I've discovered that looking for the best out of it is the better way of being. So I found that I haven't had a laryngitis or anything for 3 years, which is really unusual. You know, I always get a cold or a flu or something, and I haven't.
And have you been writing?
There's been a bit of that going on. There was just recently, because England are out of lockdown, a friend put me in touch with this fella who asked me to come and sing with him. His name is Steve Harley in Cockney Rebel.
Cockney Rebel, yes, of course.
And I was over the moon because he asked me down to Milton Keynes, and then he asked me to play the Armadillo in Glasgow. So I got out of the house a wee bit, you know. And,
that's nice.
And also Jules Holland, he's asked me to come and sing. And then I did a little kind of venture, a toe over the door in England, kind of in the late summer.
Yeah.
Just did a two-week
Jules
thing.
Holland's interesting. Were you singing with the big band or just with him on the piano?
Big band.
See, he's done this. Do you remember he did this Rumour? And he's done it with a number of singers over the years. Imelda May.
Imelda.
Imelda. So the idea of singing with the big band, that must have
and a thrill.
Oh, geez. I remember seeing him with, and Imelda was supporting him before she hit the big time, you know, and then I think she got later.
Right.
And that was it for her. But certainly, I loved hearing what she was doing. I thought, of all the new singers, I thought, oh, there she is. She's really listened to the good stuff.
She has it.
When you know a good singer is when they've listened to the old.
But that's why we listen to you, because you're a good singer. So
I listened to my Auntie Betty and my mother. Yeah, I did.
Now, but you're coming over, you're doing a tour, which must be such a thrill to be kind of taking on the live thing.
Yeah.
Because in Scotland, can you do tours in Scotland right now? Can you?
We will be in April. Oh. So that's I decided to do a 40-year singing in front of people. It's sort of a celebration. And it basically was 40 years ago, 2 years ago, that I was sitting at the side of a river in France, the south of France, after busking my way through Europe and spending a year there in amongst the lovely French countryside. And I thought, I've got to do something with this thing that I do, that I love. And I went home, I got a lift all the way back to Scotland and got a job immediately in a knitwear factory. And then I answered an advert for the Gang of Four. And they took me on a plane to the 60,000 Us Festival in California. And that was the first time I'd been on a plane. And they said to me, to get the audition, they said, what have you done before? And of course, I didn't want to admit that I'd just been busking and living on the streets of Paris and then down the south of France. So I just said, oh, I've sung with Van Morrison, The Simple Minds. Of course, I didn't add along with the radio at the end of the sentence. But I was good at my gig and I was able to get it really quickly. I got the gig.
But they bought into it, and then they found out
that I was a total chancer.
Well, you weren't. You were never a chancer. Because you sing from the heart. The great thing about you is you sing from the heart.
I enjoy it. I used to do.
And I've seen you live, and I'll see you again, by golly, I tell you. Although you're not playing Dublin till June time.
Yeah, that was going to be I was going to do Dublin on Valentine's Day, on 14th of February. I was so looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But it all got moved back, and now everybody's clamouring for the venue time.
Of course, it's very true.
So you have to sort of fit in, get in the queue.
Stay with me. I want to. You put me in touch with your version of a song that I didn't think of in terms of you the last time we chatted, and it was Moon River.
Oh.
And I love your Moon River. Now, obviously, people say, why aren't you playing Andy Williams? Which we do. But your Moon River is fabulous.
Mm. Do you play the live version? There's a live version that I.
No, I don't.
I just managed. There's a space just at the end when I'm going, Moon River, and I leave it hanging, and it's almost two bars of space, but the whole audience, you can feel them all going, it's coming, and then it comes, and this note just hangs, and it's not just me doing it, it's just, I always say it's what God puts in the room, because I remember that feeling of going, when do I actually lay this note down?
Yeah.
And it just was guided to me, here, do it right now, you know, not yet.
Well, I love what you're doing. Here it is. This is Moon River with Eddie Reader.
Drifters off to see the world.
Eddie's with me, and you have a tour. But more than that, you handed me your Light is in the Horizon CD. Mm. Now, what's this? Because I have my Best Of, I have my Vagabonds, and I have all the rest. But what's this? And I even have a Fairground Attraction, for God's sake. But this is brand new, is it?
Aye, it's just pressed, and we got a box full. What it was that in the middle of COVID, I thought, I'll never get in the studio again. Because what I do is I get the live band, and we go and we play it all live. Everything you've got there is generally the band playing.
Sure.
With me in a separate room, maybe, but, or even, you know, with a curtain over me, just to get the singing separated. Yeah. But this past 2 years, I thought, well, maybe that's it. You know, I'm getting to that back nine, and I'm not going to do it again. And I just thought, even if I wrote thousands of songs or was writing with other people or whatever, it wouldn't really happen the same way. So I kind of got despondent, and this represents my band, Alan Kelly and Ian Carr and John McCusker, people like that, Boo Hurdeen, phoning me up and going, you know, you've recorded about 27 songs on each time you've done an album. There's all these other things that you've just left behind. And so I had a revisit of them, and I found that they were speaking to me in a different way. And also the last one on this is Light is in the Horizon, which I did a few years back for the centenary of your Irish Rising.
In 1916.
Aha, uh-huh. So it was
2016.
And I recorded it, and I've been hanging on to it, waiting for strings to get in and make strings of it.
And did you?
Well, not yet. There is an arrangement, but I haven't been able to get recording the strings. And I thought, I'm going to put this on because it is about having hope in the horizon. And it also, it was a Thomas Moore poem, and my great-grandfather used to do parlour singing, you know, believe me, if all these endearing young charms, and that was his gig. He loved doing that, amateur-like, but that was his thing. And I was sitting in the living room way back in 2014, and I was thinking the same thing. Occasionally it comes on me, this despondency of what's next and maybe nothing, and you get a bit despondent, and I thought, well, I'm getting older, and this page just fell out of the Thomas Moore catalogue of his, and it was that song.
Oh, wow.
Do not say that life is waning while there's love and hope remaining. Light is in the horizon yet. And I thought, this is a COVID song, actually.
I love that line, hope and light is in the horizon always.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. Yeah. Anyway,
and it's Thomas Moore.
Thomas Moore poem.
He's one of your... And I think the tune was originally a Danish... A traditional
tune.
Folk tune. So that tickled all my folk
And if people wanted
nerves.
To get this, is this available?
Only on my website. I'm taking it on tour with me, though. I'll bring it to Ireland.
There's a box
when I come
with you.
It's not with me today, but it will be. I'll be taking it.
And the website is eddiereader.com. This is it. This is Light is in the Horizon Yet from Eddie Reader. Have a listen to this. light is in the horizon yet from Eddie Reader. We better tell people where you're going to be, by the way. Now, you're in you're in Galway, firstly. Then you're in Cork and Drogheda and Wexford. Oh, the National Opera House is beautiful.
Oh, it's fab.
Fab. You'll hear a pin drop in the place.
I have to put on my posh frock.
Well, you will. You'll need a frock for that one now. Have you got a frock? You could knit one.
I could knit one. I've got one.
Did you knit that?
No, I've got my crochet needle, though. Okay. I can get that together.
Well, you're not there till the 27th of March, so you've loads of time to get something together. And then you're in the lovely Ulster Hall in Belfast, you're in Armagh, and then Vicar Street in Dublin. Now, is this a band gig? I mean, what are we talking about?
Well, we're not talking drums or anything, but we're definitely talking accordion, Alan Kelly,
yes.
Boohurdine guitar, John Douglas over there, the magnificent.
That's right.
He's playing guitar and singing with me, if I can make him.
Yeah, I think you can.
He's sharing a room with me because we're married, which is a bit of a disappointment for me. I like my separate bathrooms.
Can I just say, that question isn't asked in Ireland anymore. You're not asked to show your certificate when you arrive at the hotel. Those days are behind
and
us.
And I got Kevin Maguire on double bass, and we'll just be having every moment. I'll not know what song's coming out of me until I get six inches in front of the microphone.
Okay, well, excuse me for asking, will you do Cavalier on the thing?
Oh, I don't know. John might throw that into the mix. As long as he plays guitar, I'll do it.
Is there any chance of Vagabond?
Vagabond, definitely. Oh, yeah, I love Vagabond.
I'm in there now. I'm happy. Yeah. Because it's like anything. There are the bit of Robbie Burns, which of course you do, and you always. And people have certain expectations, don't they? When they see Eddie coming in, they think, okay, will we get this? Will we get that? And if they don't, they'll be livid.
They've not complained yet.
No, they won't complain.
Although sometimes there'll be an occasion where I'll think a song. I think that's the next one to do. This is the next, and I'll ignore it. And never fails that somebody will come up and say, I wish you'd have sung that one.
Oh, really?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, yeah. But
if
you wouldn't
ignore the instinct, someone always would.
You shouldn't ignore the instinct. But you wouldn't ignore you wouldn't go off and attack, would you, and leave the band behind?
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I've gone off stage, let them play.
Would you?
Only because it felt good to sort of go off and wave at everybody.
You wouldn't have had that with the other girl if you'd stuck with her.
If you'd just stuck with Betsy.
Oh, listen, give me a track to finish on. I don't want to stop. I want you to keep talking because I love your company. What would be nice? Actually, I know, and you're probably going to say, why are you playing that?
Phil's Rush In is gorgeous.
It is.
That's my new, it's on the new one.
I know.
That's the first.
Do you know the other one I love? Is the song about the dress.
Oh, my favourite dress.
I think that is one of the most beautiful songs. It's a real sensitive song. I'm not suggesting that we play it now, that people go and buy it. But I just think it's a gorgeous piece of work.
Oh, it's amazing. Yet again, John's creative hand there.
I seem to be giving him a lot of praise sideways.
He should be sitting in here, actually.
But I didn't set out to praise him. It's just happening.
Well, he's a genius, but we had an Auntie Mary, and she went into dementia.
So it is...
It is about someone...
Based on someone like her.
It was someone who imagined they were 18 when they were in their 90s, and how much of a relief that is to understand that you're the one that's in trouble with it, not them. They're 21.
That's right.
Going to the dance and meeting their boyfriend again, you know, mother's in the kitchen.
But I think that's a wonderful image to...
Play it. You've got.
Will you do it? Will you do it in the night? No.
I will probably. Yeah, yeah. Are you there?
I'll have to get everyone. I'm going anyway.
Hey.
Listen, we'll put the dates up on the webpage. Just a reminder again: 23rd of March, it's at Galway Town Hall. Cork, the Everyman, 24th, 26th in Drogheda, the Crescent Concert Hall. Wait, see the way I'm doing this? It's like a free ad. Wexford National Opera House, 27th of March, 29th of March, Armagh, the Marketplace Theatre, Belfast Ulster Hall, the 30th, and then in Dublin, Vicar Street, on the 5th of June. So you're disappearing off and coming back. But you're touring elsewhere. You're not just
We're doing it. I'm doing some Jules Holland gigs back in the England, and then I'm doing my own gigs in April, so in Scotland.
Right.
So that'll be fun as well. So, I mean, what's going to be fun is me remembering the words. That's what I'm worried about.
But it's coming back. That's the trick. Yeah. And will Light Is in the Horizon become a CD? I mean, it is a CD, but out there for...
Well, I don't know. I'll see. I mean, I might wait until I can get the strings on and finish some... I mean, what you're getting with that is a collection of what I would call it's my interim stepping stone to back to the studio, and it's got beautiful songs on it. I think I've got Beneath the Lights of Home on there, which was last sung by Deanna Durbin in the 1930s. I know.
One of my mommy's great favourites.
I just don't know where these ideas are coming from.
But
I think
good.
That they're talking to me from somewhere else.
But you're also reintroducing songs people have never heard and think, oh, wait, what's that? Oh, Dad Eddie Reader writes some great songs.
Well, I tell you what, some of these beautiful works, I was singing all the way over here, What'll I Do When You Are Far Away And I Feel Blue, What Do I Do? And I just thought, it wouldn't stop annoying me. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's one of those things, and it's just insisting on something.
And you started to sing that, and I can hear the Jules Holland Big Band.
Oh, I'd love him to do it.
Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, I'm going to get him to do it. That's a great idea.
Knit the frock first.
I'll knit the
frock. Then you'll be good. Now, I don't care what anybody says. I want to hear my favourite dress from Mary Keenan. This is it. Eddie Reader, you're a joy. We love having you with us. I'm looking forward to June. I'll be there 2 days before my birthday.
Oh, is it?
I'll be full of cake.
You're a Gemini.
I am a Gemini.
All right, good.
But I'm a good Gemini.
That's a good Gemini. No, good Geminis are good. I'm a Gemini rising. I'm a Cancer moon, and I'm a Virgo sun sign. And I think all of it in the mix makes me whoever I am.
It does. Yeah. It's one of our favourites. That's what it makes you. Eddie Reader, God bless you. Keep well, and we'll talk again.
All the best.
Cheers.
Can I put on my favourite dress?
Beautiful. My favourite dress. Music from Eddie Reader, and she is in Galway tonight for her Irish tour, and then coming back to us later on in June time on the 5th for Vicar Street. She's terrific.